The Town of Ruley Committee meetings for May 2nd, 2016 will come to order. Please turn on your silenced electronic devices to reshore completion of pledge, please.
May the allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Ray.
Here.
Councilmember Bruce Wall.
Here.
Councilmember Lee Shore.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Easley.
Here.
Andre Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. The minutes for the April 11th meeting are in your packet. If there's any corrections, let us know. If not, it'll be on the agenda for next time. Committee reports, Public Works, sewer bypass. Roy has set, we've advertised it. We set a bid date, what's that, June?
Bid date, June 8th. Pre-bid conference, May 24th. The pre-bid conference, and because this is a private servitude on a long piece of private property, Chief, I'd like to let you know and council, there's a good chance during this month before that bid, there's going to be contractors driving around trying to see this site. I've restricted them from the site only to visit the day of pre-bid conference.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, guys will probably be on the street with binoculars and the rest or knocking on some people's doors.
Well.
You know, Live Oak Eileen, trying to get access to see that property.
I think you can tell them, I feel it's safe to say that if they want to look at it a second or third time, to let us know, because we have Brian's son's cell phone. And I think all we got to do is tell him we're going to be there between 10 and 12 or whatever, and he'd be more, he would care.
We'll talk about that at the pre-bid conference, but what you need to know, there's about a 2 or 3 week gap before that pre-bid conference.
Yeah, gotcha.
And people are going to be interested, and so there's going to be people just driving around looking.
If you get a chance, tell them. If you get a chance, tell them that they can call us.
Well, they'll either call you or they'll knock on some people's door.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't think there's many people out there anyway, so.
Correct.
Monday night, I think we're going to be voting on another one of these ordinances or something that Jim Ryan says for us to do, which is fine. I sent the final version, we've been tweaking the final version of the servitude agreement with Brian Denham. He's in Saudi Arabia and we've been writing back and forth, but the version we sent him tonight, I'm almost certain he's going to go along with, because he's had, you know, he wanted a few wording changes that are not really significant. Anyway, he gives us the word by email. His wife has got a power of attorney to sign it, so we'll get her together and we'll sign it. So the servitude agreement and the bonds and the engineering part are all coming together at the same time, so it looks like we're on a pretty fast track, so. Any questions on that, comments? Planning and zoning, you don't have anything, you didn't have anything on the agenda. Finance committee reviewed April bills. Any comments on the bills? Anyone? Investment report, we hadn't had one in a while. If you have any questions, ask me, and if I don't know, I'll ask Debbie. If she don't know, figure it out.
I think someone said land was going up a little bit, but it doesn't show on here.
No.
Library, we had a little.
They got set up with zero.
One way, huh?
Yeah.
Minus two with zero.
I heard a term the other day at our retirement board meeting, a negative interest. I never heard that. You heard that official?
Yeah, but that land account is paying like .42 right now.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to check that rate.
Yeah.
Their rates have gone up. They have been so low for so long, but now they're up, I don't say they're high.
No.
But when you're at .3, now they're at .42, it has increased a lot.
Yeah. But the significant thing is we have 2.177 million in the bank after building a $3 million police station. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Discuss resolution number 2, the ad valorem tax. That's the same one that we pass every year. If anybody wants to discuss it, we can, but it's pretty much a copy of last year's, but changed dates. Discuss resolution number 3, appointment of the auditor. We are pleased with our auditor, Wright Moore Duhart. Do we Hutchinson.
Yeah, they have the longest name in there.
Oh, no, they got, well, they're longer than that. Anyway, we're gonna rec, I'm gonna recommend them again. Anybody has any discussion on that? Ordinance number three, recognizing the final form of the, an execution of bond, of the bond purchase agreement. Y'all got the first page, I have the other 20 or so pages, if anybody would like to bring it home with the study, if you find with me, because I've thoroughly studied it. Every thing. Okay? So that will also be on the agenda. Next item is, okay, ordinance number four, budget adjustment, that's something to talk about, okay? We have a budget adjustment we'll recommend. On the income side, sales taxes are more than what we expected by about 50,000, will be about 50,000. And traffic fines, $190,000 over budget right now. Unbelievably great, y'all do a great job. And we will recommend going up on that. Miscellaneous, we have some incomes that we didn't expect. Whaley restitution, 2007, Crown Vic, some money for some grass cutting on Eileen Street and planning and zoning fees. So we're gonna recommend $3,500 added to that line item income for a total of $243,500 to the good. And then on the expense side, capital expenditures, police, the cameras that y'all already approved, computers, servers, mounts, and all that for the SUVs, so that's $80,000. Group insurance, the bottom line on that is we dropped five and picked up three, so we netted out two. So that's, that saved us money. Capital expenditures, the website, and we also, without council approval, bought a 2008 Expedition for a little or nothing, and we're gonna get rid of one of our trucks, so we actually net out a profit on that. Recreation, you already approved that. Special projects, that mirror that we bought on Main Street. That's not $19,000. What else is there? Special project.
And that original project.
Oh, yeah, yeah, my bad. Okay, it's $1,000, yeah. Streets and drainage, it's maintenance, streets and drainage. Adding $24,000. Barber Brothers, is it Barber Brothers?
Right.
Yeah. Huh?
Theirs is not correct because we have the copy.
Oh, theirs is not correct. We didn't give the correct copy.
You have the correct one. In the last meeting.
What, the copy machine's been broken since 3 o'clock or what? What the hell? I'm reading from a different sheet of music than him. Well, that's not good. Yeah. Barber Brothers, sent us a bill, sent us a notice that we owed them for the retainage from the job that they had done for them. Well, that's no problem, because we already had the check made out and signed and everything else. And they said, oh, by the way, you also owe us $23,000, so many dollars, so many cents. I said, well, what on earth for? And they said, well, we did some patching for you last year, and we forgot to bill you.
Yeah,
I said, oh, really? I said, well, can you prove it? You know, and sure enough, they had all the tickets and everything else, so we got to pay them. And
wait a year?
Yeah.
They forgot to pay you.
Never really thought about
it.
But seriously, no, that was, if y'all remember, we had things like on, but they didn't bill us, you know, and I know, I mean, somebody don't send me a bill, I don't worry about it that much, you know, I don't sit down worrying whether we would send me a bill, but unfortunately for us, we have the money, but we need to pay them, so that's adds $24,000 to that.
Send them $100 a month.
And then the next item is the town limit sign. We budgeted $5,000, ended up costing us $11,000 more than that, so we had to add that. Supplies, expenses, maintenance, we're not gonna spend as much as we had set aside. And we had a lot, the last item, we had a ice machine just die on us, and Derek said it wouldn't, couldn't fix it. Bottom line is we totaled expense adjustment is 77.7, so we'll net out 165,800 to good. which is not too bad. Pretty much the amount that the police department has brought in for.
Those are pretty days.
Well, since you'll operate from a different sheet of music, does anybody have any questions?
Can you email me that tomorrow?
I should, this can be updated for the next one, I apologize.
All right. And the next one is easy because it's the sewer, and all we're doing is we're adding the LGAAP money to the income and the bond, for the bond money, $300,000 from the bonds for the sewer project. And we're adding them in on the top and taking them out on the bottom, so pretty much that cancels itself out, so. Right? That'll be on the agenda next time. Personnel retiree health insurance, we've been talking about this for a year at least, and decided, well, let's just go with something. So I'll put the basics of what it's gonna be. I'm gonna ask that somebody just introduce the ordinance at the next meeting, but it's to provide coverage for retirees of the town, health insurance coverage until they reach Medicare age. And it's difficult to reach all of these points. You have to be in town a long time, been on insurance for a long time. It only applies to the employee only, not to their family, etc. Y'all can read it for yourselves, but at this stage, all we want to do is introduce it. This next Monday, if one of you don't do that, and we can discuss it. We will discuss it at our next committee meeting next week. So
next month.
My bad. You know, we checked with a bunch of different towns and all that, and just best we can do, so hopefully it'll work. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Let's skip recreation, about that. Governmental affairs, next time you're gonna have your recommendation on your...
From our April 18th meeting.
Right. Other matters, discuss resolution number 4, declaring two vehicles as surplus instead of minimum. That's what I talked about earlier, we want to get rid of two of them. One of them's a F-150 Super Cab, and another one's a Crown Vic. The switch is being made, Wayne has decided to take the red one, right?
Yes.
Wayne's gonna take the red one and the brown one, and he drives around, and we're gonna sell it. And the book value is, you know, $7,000 or $9,000, something like that. So we'll bring us a good price, we'll see. So, Chief, what prices do you recommend for those?
On that pickup truck, probably like real world running, that's $4,500. Mm-hmm. Being a base model and it's roll up windows and stuff.
Right. $4,500.
Some way you said like an Excel. You stuck with that thing a couple of months sitting out there.
All right, $4,500.
Pretty long one.
Not many, not sure. No, it's not many. They don't put miles on it. It's not miles.
It's a lot of hours on it.
It's
good pickup truck.
Back and forth to Wayne's house and, you know, around town. So I'm not sure. Still a good truck.
Well, it's extremely low on the miles. You might be able to get a little more for it. I don't know what the mileage is.
What year is it?
05.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to set a minimum, and then we're going to put an ad in the paper and receive bids for it.
Yeah,
you don't have to advertise your minimum.
No.
That's just for y'all.
No, but then when we open the envelope, if it's more than that, it'd be good. And then what about the...
Well, how about $1,500 on that one? It's a little rough around the edges.
Yeah. You can't buy it all.
No.
Good, thank God.
Well, we'll try to
keep you married.
If we just go ahead and just set it at that and try to set a surplus and try to find another agency like we did with Simsport, that could be more used to them. Leave all the lights and the old equipment in it. And that way it's well worth $1,500 to them. They can get some good service on it.
Well, y'all have a way in the Chiefs Association of...
It's a nice group email.
Yeah.
That's somebody once a week looking for a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That That car we said to Simsport is probably the nicest car.
Mm-hmm.
They was proud of that thing.
It's the last time I went through Simsport.
And when we look at that car, it sure is.
All right. That's my old country, my old stomping grounds. It's still running. Well, we're gonna do sealed bids on the truck, but not yet on the front bid.
It's kind of.
But they gotta set, they gotta.
We just set a surplus and see if somebody can use it at $1,500.
Yeah, okay. But you're gonna do research on finding somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got somebody that was sent one over mail last week and said it.
All right.
We can use non-equipment, and it doesn't transfer anything we have, except for the radio itself. But like all the rest of the stuff is vehicle specific. They don't make, have made Crown Vic since 2011, so there's nothing we need in it.
They quit making Talbot, the Crown Vic's all again?
2011, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know, I used to own one, I like my Crown.
They go, they tough.
All right, mayor's report, I don't have anything. Mark's personal privilege. Yes, sir.
This month marks my 10th anniversary at Jones County.
Wow. I tell you what, you can have a piece of chocolate. Well, I shouldn't tell you you can, but you'll take it anyway.
Mayor, thank you for the opportunity, and council, thank you. It's my privilege and honor, and I hope I get to do it for as long as I get to.
Good.
Thank you.
The only other thing is you make them think of financial disclosure forms.
Ah, yes. Already got mine in, baby.
Did mine, did that even send out another reminder?
Yeah.
Did you do your income tax yet, Doc?
No. I hate to say it, but they have a good way, you just upload the thing into their system now. You don't have to fool with all that accident and all that sort of stuff. Pretty neat. I guess they got it, I hope so.
Friday and Saturday, got the quarterfinal series at Brule High School. Brule against Lutcher. Big games there, a lot of people. Was fortunate to get by Buckeye this past week. It was nice. People really appreciate coming to our place. They were coming in all the way out, they busting. Their fans, we fed half the fans and all their players about twice. So they was appreciative of that, but a lot of good comments, you know, about kind of facilities we got and how we treat people. Please, y'all come out and support the parents. They win this, they go to the tournament in Sulphur, girls just lost in semifinals, which they consistently bad battle, so. Got a few of programs that need support and to be proud of.
One of the things, do we have any problems with water, with the rain?
The lightning must have struck close to the Benzo station, because it, they have power loss. And when they, you know, turned, when the generator did come on, but it didn't close in because they had a certain instrument that makes it happen, a phase monitor. And it was burned up, so they put another one in there and got it to work. The level was kind of getting high, but they were able to keep up with it.
Valves and stuff?
No, we were set and ready to go, but we didn't have to.
That's good.
And you know, drainage, we didn't have an issue. Well, in our eyes, we didn't have an issue. In one person's eyes, we had an issue, but we'll talk about that another time. It was, you know, it seemed to go fine. As long as the sewer, we don't worry about the water drainage that much unless it's, we get 7 inches of rain, but the sewer is what we worry about. And we came through it all right. It was a little tense for a little while, but it was okay. Anybody else?
What's the latest on the River Merrill Reserve, that expansion they want to do right there?
Jim Tatum met with the homeowner association. This must have been a month ago, because he called me and told me what. And they came to a meeting of the minds on what they're going to do with their, I guess what they will go along with. And in my mind, it's in his hands to turn it into a hard copy. When he does, they'll come forward with it. But he seemed to think that they were, they have an agreement on what to do.
That's at the gates with that homeowner.
At the gates, yeah.
At the gates. The gated community is the one he's talking to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one was, yes, that's who he's talking to. And he said, you know, he characterized it as they come to an agreement on what they're going to do. Until it gets to us, I'm not exactly sure what it is. No, John's fine. John actually is one of the ones who's helping out. He's not as militant as...
I'm sure he was.
Yeah. Okay, announcements. First thing, it's not on here, but it's a late notice, but they have a forum tonight from 7, starting at 7, with the two candidates for state representative at the courthouse in the courtroom on the second floor, if anybody's interested in going. Police station will be open house on May 28th from noon to 3. Please encourage everybody to come. There's going to be food and all kinds. It'd be really done nice. I talked to Regina Barrow, and I told her she needs to come. I don't know if she can or not, but she's going to try. She was helpful. Got the money.
Yeah.
Town hall will be closed on the 30th of May to observe Memorial Day and Memorial Day program at Port Allen Courthouse at 10 a.m. on that day. Do I hear a motion adjourned?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Andre, second. Mr. Rhodes, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay.
Thanks, people.
Thank you. See you. Watch.